6. The Young Police Chief. Jim had been appointed as police chief of his local division, an appointment that he took very seriously, as he secretly aspired to ascend to become the leader of the entire city's police department. His promotion had not met with the approval of everyone within the department, because although he was an apt leader who did not ask too much of his men, many did not appreciate his somewhat arrogant methods when dealing with the senior members of the police force. As one of the youngest police chiefs ever, his promotion was considered by many of the older policemen an assault on the way things had always been done, and they were very apprehensive at an array of new programs that Jim had installed within the department. They considered him to be an outsider who had come ashore without spending an appropriate amount of time on the police force before being promoted. Sal, one of the oldest members of the force, took Jim aside to ascertain whether Jim was aware that there might be problems ahead. "It's not that we don't approve of the job that you are doing," Sal said, "but your promotion at such a young age has aroused the curiosity of what it is that makes you deserve of such a position. We need time to appraise your performance." Jim was a very articulate young man, and there was nothing artificial about him. He decided to speak to all of the men as a group before any more problems could arise. "I understand your concerns, but I assure you that the commissioner's decision to appoint me as your leader was not an arbitrary one," Jim said confidently to the group. "I am not ashamed of my young age, and I hope that you will give me time to prove to you that I am worthy of being your police chief." At that very moment, the sound of gunfire was heard outside as an assault began on the bank across the street. The criminal had very foolishly chosen to approach a bank very close to a police station. Jim was the first policeman to run outside and approach the gunman. His apt ability in dealing with such a dangerous situation was apparent to everyone. Within approximately 2 minutes, he had arrested the bank robber. Jim had not only prevented a crime, but he had also earned the respect and appreciation of his fellow officers, who now felt ashamed that they had ever questioned his leadership abilities.